Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's special episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we're kind of stopping and pausing and taking a minute to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. And they have been a great sponsor of this show for a long time now, and they helped make this show possible. And they have also really played a special role in our family memories over the past 7 or 8 years now, Stephanie. I mean, we fell in love with taking our boys to Jellystone Parks immediately.
Yeah, about 5 years ago, we had our very first trip. And to be honest, I think like a lot of people, we didn't really know what to expect. It was just, okay, we'd heard about these Jellystone campgrounds and we really wanted to try one. I think that our oldest were probably about five and our youngest, he was one, maybe one and a half. And we went and we had such an amazing experience. I remember the first time we did like the flag pledge at the pole, like the flagpole with Yogi Bear and all of like the story time with Cindy. And it was just all of these truly unique, special moments. And we've only had more and more of them over the years.
Our boys learned to play Gaga Ball at a Jellystone. I don't think we knew what Gaga Ball was.
No, and now it's such an integral part of their lives, even such that we have a trampoline in our backyard at home. They've taught all of the neighborhood kids how to play Gaga Ball on the trampoline. The trampoline is a Gaga Ball pit in our backyard. And, you know, in little ways like that, but just in big ways too, Jellystone has become a really special part of our family camping history, you know?
So we reached out to Jellystone and we said, look, we want to have somebody on that can kind of really talk about a little bit of the history of the Jellystone franchise. And they offered us up the perfect person. So today we have Marley Banky, who actually has family history in the Jellystone franchise. She works, has a role at Jellystone Corporate now, but her family has also owned a Jellystone campground. So she has
15 years.
So she understands the Jellystone experience.
She's got street cred.
She's got Jellystone street cred. So she's going to kind of walk us through a bit of her own family's history with the Jellystone and some of the general history of the franchise. But before we dive into this really fun interview, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968. Offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class Cs, and Class A motorhomes, it's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or Jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. All right, we're ready to talk about family fun also with Marley Banky. Welcome to the show, Marley.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be a part of it. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. And okay, let's just start off with first things first. You are technically the franchisee educator at Leisure Systems, but some people might be like, wait, what are you talking about, Leisure Systems? We're talking about Jellystone. Do you just kind of like want to clear everything up for people and tell people how this works?
Yeah, so Leisure Systems, as most or maybe most don't know, Jellystone is a franchise, and so Leisure Systems is the franchisor. We set boundaries and standards that we hold each franchise to follow, so then that way, you know, each park can be somewhat uniform, but then again, each of the franchises are, you know, independently owned and operated, so each one is different in their own way. However, we generally do follow the same standards throughout the business.
And what do you do as the franchisee educator? What is like the message that you're bringing from that franchisor to all the parks?
Sure. I am helping onboard new franchisees to the system. I also help work with Kelly Jones, who is our VP of operations, in organizing our symposium that's held every year. We do some teaching classes there. That's our annual awards banquet. And then we also have a spring meeting and a recreation education program that we do in the spring every year as well. So I bring a lot of the ideas, and I try to get speakers and different things like that, so that we can continue to educate all of the franchisees kind of what's going on. You know, what did last year look like? What can we improve on, and where do we want to go?
And what's so interesting to me is, like, you know, we've been to a dozen Jellystones or more, and they're all really different. I mean, they're geographically different. The campgrounds are different. But then there's also just that similar Jellystone feel, whether it's a big park or a small park. There are those similarities that matter so much for the Jellystone experience. And for us, so much of that is like the great family-friendly activities. So is that kind of part of what you're doing, too, is educating all the campgrounds? Like, what should a Jellystone look like in terms of the great activities and amenities?
Yeah, of course. You know, we try to set standards. You know, parks differ as far as how many activities they do per day. However, we want to bring new and different activities for them to run, you know, during each themed weekend. Those themed weekends want to change and rotate. So we help teach them on, you know, how to do that, give them some new fresh ideas and what to do. And, you know, keeping the parks uniform falls in line with, you know, certain standards. You know, we like to keep our signage all very much the same. You know, the store is called the Ranger Station. The office is called the Registration Station. So all of those things are uniform from park to park.
Now, you are a great person to dive into a little bit more about the history of Jellystone Park, because you have a personal history with Jellystone. Your family is actually currently owns a very popular Jellystone in Caledonia, Wisconsin, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into the campground business, and also how you became a Jellystone, if that happened, you know, right away, or if that was a development over time.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. For many years growing up, our family would vacation at the Jellystone Park in Warrens, Wisconsin. That was kind of our annual trip. We would take it with some other family friends, and we loved it. You know, you do the typical camping, you do the fire, you go in the pools, water slides, all that kind of stuff. And it just so happened that my dad went to the bathhouse to shower the one night, and he ran into the owner's son-in-law. And they just got to talking. My dad's a banker. And of course, you know, he, all things numbers, right? And so they got to talking a little bit, and the gentleman was explaining how bankers don't understand that industry. It's hard for them to get loans and whatnot because it's just a different type of industry. So it kind of stemmed from that. He ended up working really closely with the owner and the son-in-law of that particular park. And soon thereafter, he kind of grew a niche for the campground industry as far as banking goes. So he began looking and financing for campgrounds throughout the United States. And after seeing all these parks and seeing, I mean, he would do, you know, Jellystones and other non-Jellystone parks, you know, mom and pops and things like that. But he was really able to get a good visual of what the system has to offer. And he came back and said, you know, we need to be a part of this. We need to get one. So that's when the hunt began to find the perfect park for us. We knew based off of, based off of my dad's business with the banking, being able to see other campgrounds, you know, mom and pops versus the franchise, he knew instantly that, you know, there was no other way to go other than being a Jellystone. So we ended up finding this one in Milwaukee. It was an existing Jellystone when we bought it, and it was very run down. They hadn't done anything to it. We came in and turned it around. I mean, we had spent the first year putting in a brand new swimming pool and kind of all the fun stuff. And it was a tough couple of years because we knew we wanted to get the right family crowd in. It had a rough crowd, in, you know, in the park before we had gotten there. But, you know, a year and a half in, we finally got these, you know, family oriented people that came in and were really great customers for us. They gave us a lot of insight of what it used to be and the goal which we wanted it to be. And so now, 15 years later, we're going through an $18 million expansion, and business is booming, and, you know, we love it. We have wonderful customers that come back year to year. They spread word of, you know, the word of mouth is huge for us, you know, of all the marketing that you can do. Really, Jellystone speaks for itself, right? You know, we have the amenities, the activities in Yoki. And I think that is what separates us from any other, you know, park that is not a Jellystone. Now, you know, the Bears are our bread and butter.
From what I understand of the Jellystone franchise system and just the, you know, the camping industry, when I hear a campground owner talk about an $18 million expansion, my mind immediately goes to water features. Am I on to something there? Can you talk a little bit about what some of that $18 million is going to build or provide?
Yeah, of course. So our particular expansion is set out in three separate phases. This year, our phase consisted of a 5.5-acre swimming pond with a beach. And on that swimming pond, we added the largest Wibbit, which I'm not sure if you've heard of a Wibbit before, but it's basically an inflatable water obstacle course on top of the lake that is out there. So people wear life jackets. They go out and there are slides and trampolines and different obstacle courses that they use. We also added a banquet hall and store on the new section of the campground where the lake is. We also added another jumping pillow, which will make our second one in the campground. Those are very popular. And then we added in 50 glamping cabins as well as 150 additional sites. So that's kind of just the start of our, you know, expansion. We plan to add more sites. There's a trampoline park that we see in our future.
Whoa, that's a new one that I haven't heard before. A trampoline park, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, one of the important things to remember about this franchise in particular is we always love to push the envelope. So, and I think that's what, you know, stands out in our industry for us as far as Jellystones. You know, we have parks that have Ninja Warrior courses and different things. And so we always really want to push the campground industry. And, you know, our parks, the Jellystones really are more of a resort feel. So we always want to make sure that the standards stay high, but we're still on that cutting edge of what's coming next.
Do you see us in your future? Like, can we come? Can we visit?
pretty
please. We behave. We obey the quiet hours.
No, the Ninja Course, there's one in Maryland at the Maryland Jellystone. I'm telling you, that is a big hit with our boys. So definitely consider that one, because that's a unique one that just they love so much and they could spend endless time there. Now, I think one of the really amazing things about your story is it's so unique in that you were coming from it from the camping experience, right? As a family that went to a Jellystone over and over again. And then you were also coming to it from the business side, where your father had seen the Jellystone numbers and seen that compared to other family campgrounds. I think that you'd be hard pressed to find another story that kind of combined those perspectives.
And like most brilliant ideas, it happens with a man on his way to the bathroom.
In the bathhouse.
Isn't that funny? We talk about that often.
So, I mean, I think that you really did talk a lot already about kind of what you think separates the Jellystone experience from, you know, there's lots of other family-owned campground resorts out there, right? And it's just that really special, unique Jellystone thing, like you said, the activities, the amenities, and of course, Yoki, but also pushing that envelope. And I think that you all have been trendsetters over the last decade in terms of that. I mean, we've watched those Wibbits being put in down there in Mammoth Cave, right?
I think in the Oklahoma.
Yeah, I mean, we've really been seeing that roll out. And I think that other campground resorts are having to scramble to keep up with a lot of this stuff that you're seeing in the Jellystone Park system for sure. But I'm wondering, like, you know, in terms of the history of that, How has Jellystone changed over the years? We've known it quite well for about five, but obviously it has 45 years of history before that. Has it always been this sort of, you know, really kind of like progressive trend setting camping resort, or is that more of a recent thing?
I'll say that in the years past, I mean, it was more of, you know, you would add a water, there would be an upkeep, right? You want to keep up with the, you know, the high standard, high quality of your park. And I felt like as I grew up, that's what I saw, right? So the miniature golf courses would always look nice. They would, the water slide, you know, if they had a water slide, there really wasn't necessarily thoughts of another one back then. But nowadays, and especially after that recession hit, you know, a few years back, camping industry came in huge. I think the recession really was good for our industry because, you know, people started driving shorter distances, which then made them look for campgrounds, you know, as opposed to driving across the country, you know, to lavish vacations or things like that. We started to see a big change after that recession kind of hit. And, you know, once we got over that hump, then it was, oh my gosh, you know, this has really become a really big industry. And how can we, again, push that envelope? And so I don't think that expansions were a big thing years ago. But now everybody, I think, within our industry at least, is pushing another franchisee. You know, Bill Potts in Mammoth Cave, he started this expansion, and I think that people really watched what mm-hmm. happened and what he was going to do with that. And now that has really just trickled down the loop, and everybody is looking, you know, to add on and really bring something big and unique into their park. And he's really set that tone for our industry, which has been wonderful.
It's so fascinating that you say that the camping industry really does well during a recession, which, I mean, nobody wants that, but because it's affordable, right. You know, like you guys survive recessions and even thrive, where your partner industry, the RV industry, really, really suffers during a recession. And you guys are such linked industries, but a recession has different effects on both. Can you tell us a little bit more about like the founding of the franchise system, like how it all got, how the whole Jellystone Park thing got started?
Yeah. So Doug Hogg, actually had the very first Jellystone Park, and that was in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. And it just basically started, he knew that he always wanted to go into business for himself. He got the idea actually by overhearing his kids watch the Yogi Bear cartoons. So he actually approached Hanna-Barbera directly, and he knew right from the get-go that he wanted to franchise. So that's kind of where it started. And then actually the Walker family ended up buying Leisure Systems in 1994. And that's kind of how it all stemmed. And it's crazy to think that. And I guess I should mention that Doug Hogg started in 1969. So, which leads us to our 50th year anniversary here.
You know what fascinated me about the cartoons? Because I remember my dad watching the cartoons, and I remember watching them myself. And I absolutely love the original Yogi Bear cartoons. But in my mind, I had imagined them as being like hundreds of episodes of this long-running cartoon. But the original Yogi Bear cartoons, there's really only, you know, maybe 30 of them or something like that, right? But they had quite an impact.
Yeah, there isn't as many as you would think or as we thought when we were kids. But the interesting fact, and I'm glad you brought that up, is there was just a release the other day about HBO is actually releasing Hanna-Barbera cartoons again. So they're going to be coming out, and there is a series titled Jellystone that will be coming out. So that's super exciting.
Oh, for you guys, yeah. That's huge
that's
for you guys.
That's a good amount of brand awareness there. And, you know, there is something that, okay, there might not be that many cartoons, but apparently our kids can watch them over and over and over again because we are still mm-hmm. cycling through these DVDs, and our six-year-old is as happy as ever to sit there and watch those. We keep the DVDs in the camper, you know, and that's just kind of one of the the things that they love to do when we're camping.
The more recent movie, which is, I don't know, probably 10 years old at this point. I mean, we've really loved that. But I'm so excited to hear about something new. And I know that that is something you guys discuss and you want Yogi to stay relevant and modern. So I imagine that's just a massive victory for you guys in the system.
Yeah, and it totally threw us off guard. I literally just got an email notification about that yesterday, 2 days ago, I think. And we were like, oh, this is so great to see. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
Now, just looking forward, talking about where things go, I mean, we did touch on this already somewhat, you know, and what Jellystone is sort of, what is the modern version of a Jellystone Park Camp Resort, right? This, like, this really always pushing to find something that's going to be unique and special about your property. I like that idea a lot. And I and when it happens, I think you're right on that. Like I said, when I think of the Maryland Jellystone, I think of the Ninja Camp, right? And like you want those things that really separate your park. What else is Jellystone really aiming for, you know, in the future, in this new era of camping? Because we really, here at the RV Atlas, we really do believe we're in like a special time right now at family camping.
I always call it like the second golden age of American camping. I mean, there's just so many amazing options, and the Jellystone Parks, I mean, have to be on the top of your list, you know? So yeah, what else are we going to see in the next 50 years?
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, I think the first and foremost, you know, thing that we want to strive to do is create memories for families. So that is, you know, the number one goal in each of the Jellystones. I think that you will see us doing that by continuing to look for things that can be brought into each campground that are very family oriented. What can we do to bring the families back together? How can we separate ourselves? You know, how can we drop the devices? And granted, we still always will offer Wi-Fi, or the majority of our parks will.
Because you're good, Marley.
You know you have to say that lest everybody panics, right?
Yes, I do. I need to make sure that's very well known. But when they are in the park and, you know, mom and dad aren't stuck working from home while they're on vacation kind of a thing, the goal is to really get that family feel back together. You know, we want them to come and do things together. And so even at the Ninja Warrior courses, you might see father, son, mom, daughter, all mm-hmm. of them doing things in a group. And I think finding things that can reach all ages in the family is what we're going to see continue to come into the campgrounds.
Yeah, that's so right on target, you know, too, because Marley, a lot of people, I think, used to tell us that, like, our kids would grow out of the Jellystone experience. And now we have 10-year-olds that are just as excited to go to a Jellystone as they were when they were 5. They don't want to hug Yogi anymore. But what they do want to do is the family kickball tournament, you know, and all of the other recreational opportunities. Like, focusing on bringing the family together in that fun, almost like family summer camp kind of way is something really unique and special about your campgrounds.
And I think that's one of the things that I would like our podcast listeners to really know is that if your kids are approaching the teen years and you have not done a Jellystone yet, in a lot of ways, it's almost the prime time to do a Jellystone because of the basketball courts, the kickball tournaments, all of that stuff.
The water slides.
I mean, like Stephanie said, Wesley, our 5-year-old, is still in prime Yogi hug territory. But Max and Theo, you know, when they show up at a Jellystone, they are just off to either the basketball court or the mm-hmm. Gaga ball pit immediately. And they want to spend the whole weekend there. And then, of course, the pools bring us all together. You know,
I think that's a really great thing to hear that Jellystone is focusing on, because I think it's been true for our family, is that that togetherness can really transcend all of this, like all of our family seasons together as we grow up. Well, Marley, it was really wonderful to get to meet you and hear about your family story. Thanks so much for coming on the show and spending some time with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so grateful to be able to, you know, share that with you and your podcast listeners. Thank you.
I'm thinking red carpet site for us next summer. And if you just want to stay on the phone after we hang up, maybe we could talk.
All right, Marley.
Listen, you guys are always welcome.
Jeremy is always in trip planning mode for sure, no matter what. All right, Marley, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.
Thank you.
thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, Jayco, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground. Ground.